Welcome to the Steelers Realm Podcast. And now, here are the boys of Steelers Realm.
Steeler Nation, what's going on, man? That never gets old. The band Sid is our intro music, used by permission, an Italian band with a Celtic touch. So check them out, the Sid, S-I-D-H. Anyhow, great tune. And of course, the golden voice of our buddy Andy Hart kicking us off there. Hey, Gus, how's it going, man? JT back in the saddle for another episode of Steelers Realm Podcast. Joining me tonight, the one and only Freight Train is with me tonight. TA has the night off, out traveling, God knows where. But what's going on, brother? How's the baseball going?
Oh, it's going good, JT. We're finally at the tail end of the season, and I can finally start to get my life back in order somewhat. You know, still trying to get ready for baby number five that's going to be coming, which yeah. I don't know if I've announced yet or not, but it's going to be a boy.
Oh, so, no kidding.
I'm pretty psyched about that.
And, so what's that make, 13 boys and what?
Yeah, I basically have a starting squad for a basketball team. Okay. Yeah, almost do a whole lineup for a baseball team.
There.
No, it's good to be back. I've kind of been in and out, and I apologize to our listeners. And JT, it feels like forever since I saw you and got to talk Steelers football with you.
I know, dude. Yeah, you and I, but we've been both kind of in and out, caught up in, daddy ball, daddy coach ball.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, wouldn't miss it for the world, man. That's right. Such a short window.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook does a good job popping up stuff from years back, and you look like, wow, you know, wasn't that long ago. The kid didn't know which hand to put his baseball glove on, you right. know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. You know, all you dad coaches out there, you can certainly appreciate that. Yeah. So,
and before we forget, I hope all the dads out there have a happy Father's Day this year. Because JT, right. Does it seem like Mother's Day gets all the glory anymore? You hardly see anything about Father's Day. We're just on the back burner. You know, we're just cooking out. We don't need nothing special.
That's right. It's a good time to sell power lawn equipment. Right. And grilling accessories, right?
Yeah. And speaking of lawn equipment, I finally think I'm going to be able to use mine after our 2-week drought.
That's right. Nothing to grow except the clover.
Yeah. I mowed mine because I knew the rain was coming, and I was just blowing grass dust everywhere. I don't think that it even hit anything that was grass.
Or just those like long single stem things with like little fuzzy stuff at the, I don't even know what they're called, but
yeah.
It's about the only thing growing now, but yeah, we got some rain here recently. I'm sure it came through the Ohio area as well.
Yep.
May still get some too, but yeah, man, working towards it. We're into All-Star season and, you know, that's coming up. We got city champion and championship coming up next week. And then some All-Stars, and then a little bit of a break before we get into basketball season. This year, it's going to be like a winter sport, not a fall sport. So, looking forward to that, man. Yeah. They don't stop growing, dude.
No, they don't.
They grow faster and quicker each year.
Yep.
But, yeah, again, all you dads out there can appreciate that. So, yeah, happy Father's Day in advance. But you know what? It's just cool to get the recognition for all the things we do as men and dads.
Right. Yep.
You know, and also a chance to appreciate our dads as we age and become more mature and experience right. things that they did growing up. You wait till you have kids. You right. understand. Yeah. Yep. We all know that too. Yep. So
you wait till you have to pay the bills. Don't you touch that thermostat and shut all the lights off.
Yeah. You wait till your kid raids your precious coin collection, takes him down to buy candy, you know, all that good stuff.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, got anything on your Father's Day list looking for?
Me? You know what? I'm ready to just sit back, relax. I always tell my wife, take the kids somewhere. Give me a little bit of peace and quiet. You know,
an anti-dad's day.
Yeah. And then later on the evening, I'll grill us some food on the Firestone or the grill, and we'll eat like kings.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I wonder how many of those griddles are on daddy's day lists. Yeah.
Which honestly, I wanted to kind of make it a tradition. So the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year started like a Father's Day weekend kind of thing. He had like that's NFL right. alumni showed up, and all right. you could take your kids and do little mini games and stuff like that. It was a great time. Well, now this year they want to do, you can only bring one of your kids, and they better be NFL ready for these little mini games. We don't want no beginner level kids. It ends up being this like camp, and it just like kind of turned me off. It's like, why is it a competition? Why can't we just come and enjoy ourselves?
Yeah, it's throw some balls around, kick them around, whatever. Get right. to meet some people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand it. So we're kicking that to the dust.
Well, speaking of kicking to the dust there, we wrapped up some more camps this week, right? We had mini camp. Just another chance for coaches to get to know their personnel, I guess, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, you know, again, helmets and shorts, right? It's about it as far as that right. goes.
Yeah.
But anything come out of that this week? We started Tuesday and wrapped up today, too. So just a couple days, right? Is that all it was?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't very long. And there's some news that the Steelers coaches kind of apologized that George Pickens didn't have a bigger season last year. And He's been nursing a couple like little minor things in camp, but he's been on the field for him. So I guess even the coaches and the rest of us can expect big things from George Pickens this year. I know I am. You saw it last year.
Yeah, I think everybody is, really, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, I've seen a couple. I want to bring up a couple things. But before we get into that and then continue on with the conversation about that, just some things we're going to talk about tonight. How about the kickoff change and how the Steelers are preparing for that, or if they're going to? We got one of our veterans kind of dealing with an unknown injury through that. We're also get into, shithead of the week or the dumbass of the week. Again, it's just like this is the toe fungus that keeps on giving in AB. But anyhow, I want to get into that. And then I want to find out, what do they call it? An avatar cornerback? I want to find out what that is. Have you heard that terminology?
I don't know. Yeah. Are they blue? Is their whole body blue? Is that what we're doing?
I don't know. But we'll get into that here in a minute. But so what else came out of mini camp? Any standouts or anybody kind of making an impact or catching the eye?
I tell you what, my favorite pick of the NFL draft this year seems to be balling out in practice. Darnell Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Tight end. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, he's really opened some eyes, and he's gotten a lot of work with Mitch Trubisky, which is good for him because Mitch is more of a veteran. You know, obviously, right. Freiermuth is that number one target for Kenny, which he's nursing an injury, and we'll get into that. But yeah, apparently, he's been opening some eyes. Today was the last day of mini camp, and he ended the day with 3 touchdown scores, and it was
wow.
backed up by the players on the field. So
nice.
Again, everybody knows what I feel about that pick, but it's good to see that he's doing some good things. Now let's see what happens when the pads get on.
Dude, with that body, man, God, what they can do with it.
Right.
And if he's there, the Pickens thing, I agree. I think a lot of people are putting some weight onto that too. Some love him, some hate him. Mark Madden, a famous Pittsburgh commentator, you know, mention him as well. And,
you know, I mean, when you look at him, JT,
yeah.
Is it hard? And you know his play style and what he brings to the table. Is he actually our number one receiver? Like, do you think he should actually be the number one receiver? When you look at the team of wide receivers, is Deontay really our number one, or is it George Pickens?
Well, that could be, that story continues to be written, I think. But that's something Madden mentioned too. Is he going to be as good as we hope he is? We'll see. We'll see that and that transpire. Will he make that big jump in year two? And I think coaches are putting a lot of weight in that as well.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to come out and have a monster season next year. I really do. And the way Kenny looks in camp, as everybody says, he's impressing everybody in camp. You know, if Kenny's worked on some things, those two can go hand in hand together. It's kind of like, you know, look at all these quarterback wide receiver matchups that have always worked together. You know, we saw it for years with Roethlisberger and AB. It's just mono can take over a game. Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison. You know, you look at all these good quarterback wide receiver tandems, there's no reason why this can't be the same thing.
No reason why. Let's hope. I mean, let's hope he's as good as we think he can be going into his really first full year as a penciled in starter, right?
Yeah. I think he got more penciled in as the season went on when they realized there was no way they could keep him off the field.
Right. So, well, that kind of leads me neat to this. You know, a comment here, I think this was in Yahoo Sports. We'll give them some credit there regarding Matt Canada saying that the offense won't look much different this year.
Well, I certainly hope it does.
Well, according to him, it's not going to look a whole lot different. Steelers offense 26th in scoring in 2022, 23rd in number of yards, and not, I guess, you know, something you'd want to continue more of that, more of the same. But
it's got to be him trying to bluff the NFL, and he's not very good at it. Trying to bluff all these teams by saying it's not going to change very often. When you're 27th in scoring offense, something better change.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because
more comments out there, and I not that I fall on one side or the other of his, you know, agree or disagree, but he brings up some good points, and we can touch base with that. Before we do that, man, just not to put a bummer on this or whatever, but want to send a shout out and a rest in peace for somebody that's been a staple of sports, of Pittsburgh sports broadcasting for years, since the 70s. Rest in peace, Dan Savrin. God bless you and your families through this difficult time. May God be with you, and you know, certainly going to be remembered for, especially, I don't know if you remember this show, Stan and Guy Junker. Love the show. You know, it became almost an iconic statement from fans. Mm-hmm. First time listener, long time caller. Hey, Stan, love the show. Yeah, I mean, I can hear it echo in the annals of sports. He worked with, you know, guys like Myron Cope across the years. Yes, Fox Sports Radio. He was a Pirates commentator. As a matter of fact, if you go out to Steelers Realm Facebook page, you know, when we heard the news, I posted a picture that I had taken of Stan, and well, it was from 2016, back when they were Pirates had Root Sports as their official, you know, licensed video channel. So, you know, the guy's been around, and God bless. Passed away June 12th of this past year. So member of Western PA Sports Hall of Fame, and also the Pittsburgh Pirates Media Wall of Fame. RIP Stan.
GT, do we have a breaking news alert sound?
You know what? Let me see what I...
Because I have breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking. It appears the Steelers running back room will not receive another player into it that we think that we honestly thought might come back. Benny Snell has a tryout with the Denver Broncos.
Whoa, Benny Football. Yes,
Benny Football may be going to Denver. How about them apples?
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. So let's add some more flame to that fire. Another receiver was let go by the Vikings. What do you think, Steeler Nation? What are the odds of who is it? Dalvin Cook?
Oh, the running back, JT.
Yeah.
Dalvin. I don't think he's coming. As wishful and as much as I'd love to see him with Najee, that ain't gonna happen. Not with you know, Jalen Warren back there having the year he had last year. But
true.
That's kind of discerning, because especially for running backs like Najee, who are almost the same type of player. And Dalvin Cook is only, I think I read he was like 28 years old and was only in year one of a 4-year contract extension with the Vikings. Well, and they just throw him away.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy how that's going on. But isn't he a Miami guy?
Dalvin Cook?
Yeah.
No, he went to Florida State. He's a Florida guy.
Okay, yeah. Florida guy.
Yeah.
But you know, I heard rumors that that maybe the Dolphins might be an option for him.
Yeah, they seem to be adding a lot of talent on that offense. Nothing on defense. They're just gonna try to outscore everybody.
Hey, got to give a shout out to Larry. We're talking. Larry, did you get your hat yet? We ordered our buddy, man, probably our loyal fan. He said, "Let me know when you're on here." But anyhow, yep. Can I go with you? What is he? Can I go with you to football on my birthday? It's on Wednesday.
Well, I'm not going anywhere with football on Wednesday, Larry. You'll have to. You have to let me know exactly what you mean by there. But Larry, let's just, it's out. I hope you get this one finally. And I hope you're not just messing with us and you actually did get the hat and you just want us to get you another one.
That's just it. He's just messing with us. He's already has one. It's like, what are you going to do with one? Well, keep one for play and one for draft.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But hey, we're here for you, Steeler Nation, every Thursday, man, on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you're seeing us right now, you're on one of those three, our YouTube channel. But we're here every Thursday night. And, you know, through the off season, once things start cranking around and we have some more stuff, we might bring in you 2 weeks here coming up soon. But, you know, you can always head to SteelersRealm.com. Keep track of stuff. All of our links are right there. If you don't get to catch it, get to rewind it. Both the audio and the video, we'll post that out there too. Right. So I had to
get you that. You bring up the Dalvin Cook thing. There's another player that the Steelers are rumored to have interest in that I think would be a better fit for us, and that's Chase Young from the Washington Commanders.
That's right, linebacker.
Which would be a huge, I think if he could hit the reset button, you're talking about a budding star. I mean, I watched him at Ohio State just take over games. And, you know, he had a good rookie season, battled some injuries. That whole franchise was a mess. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or Ron Rivera kind of got to him. But he is still young, and he is a budding star if he gets into the right situation. I'd love to have him on this football team.
Yeah, well, you know, we're still looking for that replacement, that linebacker core. By the way, a little plug out to a local company, Gallagher's Dairy, with their diet green tea, dude. It's best stuff. Oh, wow. Stuff. Like green tea. Support Johnstown, PA company.
There you Gallagher's. Go. But even Chase Young, he could bulk up and play on the defensive line as well. So you're looking for somebody that
could spell
Cam Hayward, you know, make that defensive line even deeper. I think it's very intriguing. I hope Omar Khan can pull the trigger and get him here.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Do
you think that would round out our core going into training camp? Is that the missing piece there? You think
it could be another pass rusher? You know how much we love pass rushers.
Yeah.
Here in the Steel City. That's our motto right there. But in the same breath, you know, it's just like we took a chance with Allen Robinson. We got him here. He could just, as we could basically say goodbye and not lose any money. Chase Young, he's on the last year of a rookie deal. If it doesn't work out, boom, you don't have to bring him back. He's not on the books after next year. So it's kind of a win-win situation when you look at it because, you know, honestly, I don't think Washington's price can be relatively that high just because he hasn't been on the field. So I think it's something that they should realistically consider doing.
Well, you know, Najee chimed in on this situation, getting back to Dalvin Cook and also Zeke Elliott, too. Longtime teams, running backs released. And then how about Saquon Barkley got franchise tagged, but you know, Najee is kind of you know, advocating for running backs to get more respect, I guess.
Yeah,
what the bottom line is, you know, like their career is short lived and their value, you know, isn't what he thinks it should be.
Right.
He said, the position's an art to me. Here's a quote. Always love the position. You could do so much. It's almost if you're a queen in chess, you could do a lot of things, line up wide, blah, 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 blah. But he's like, all I can do is take care of my body and show him what I can do. But you know, age is just short lived and let's be honest, you know, the running back position is probably one of the shortest lived. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think it's one of the shortest lived, you know, tenures as far as effectiveness in the league. Say.
Well, yeah. Well, and Najee kind of said it without thinking is it's a very intriguing position to play for kids at a young age in starting football. So these NFL teams are like, well, there's a plethora of running backs every single year. We can run the tires off the guy we have now for 5-6 years, let him go with high mileage, and just easily replace him in the NFL draft. You know what I mean? They've kind of made it an easily transitioned position. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, good quarterbacks, they don't just grow on trees. You know what I mean? You could draft 5 quarterbacks and not hit. You know what I mean? Running backs, there's a plethora. It's just like the wide receiver position. They're intriguing positions to play, and there's a million of them out there.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, that position also, you know, keep bringing up Madden, but like, again, he brings up some good points. One of his keys were, let me see if I can find it here. You know, we were talking about Matt Canada, the idea of ball control depends on the running game. And, you know, now according to him, Najee Harris continues to disappoint just four 100 yard games over his 2 pro seasons. And he claims he may not be far from being a first round bust.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either.
No.
You know, I guess you can look at the negative to a lot of the things and turn stats into what you think, but you know, when you peel back the onion, as they say, you know, there's a lot of reasons to that. and the output, but we saw improvement and growth as he healed. How much of that was due to, you know, and there are a lot of factors to play into it. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Madden does. He likes to beat the hornet's nest with a stick and, you know, get people fired up. So they keep talking about him too. Right. But again, you know, good points raised. Are we going to see, you know, when are we going to see that 1,000-yard rushing back, here, there.
Najee's had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. You know what I mean? You can't knock Najee for having a mediocre offensive line to run behind. You know what I mean? Right. I don't even think Emmitt Smith would have had an all-pro season with that offensive line last year. You know what I mean? True. So you can't knock a kid because the rest of his team isn't up to par to his skill level. Now, the thing with Najee is he didn't do it as well last year, but kind of came on at the last season was to keep his legs moving and getting those extra yards, you know, like he did his rookie season pretty much all year. You know, I think the first half of the season last year, because he was nursing that foot injury, we weren't seeing him carrying tacklers, you know, an extra 3-4 yards like we did that first season. I think we're going to get a better version of Najee this year. And the thing with running backs, their vision of the field gets better as time goes on.
Right. If the game slows down, as they say.
Right. So I think it's way too early to consider him a first round buster in the conversation. I think that's hogwash.
So again, being on the devil's advocate of it, not defense was brought up in these comments too. Defense doesn't win. I kind of disagree with that. Yeah. He said not even an elite defense, and it's a big leap to assume the Steelers have that. Well, I don't know. His point being, T.J. Watt will get hurt. Now, we talked about that and how he's changed up his conditioning and whatnot this year. And he also mentioned that the inside linebacker is still suspect. So
I challenge Mark Madden to look back at our 6 Super Bowl wins and tell me that a great defense doesn't win a championship.
It's funny that you say that, because he follows that comment up, because inside linebackers are suspect. And in today's NFL, you need to score more and faster, and it's not 1975. So
yeah, well, 2008 is not that far back. You know,
right.
I mean, yeah, the NFL has changed since then. But so, still, you got to have a great defense. I'm sorry. So, you know, look at last year. Yeah, the Eagles defense didn't exactly show up, but their defense is a big reason why they made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Big reason.
Now, another point, Joey Porter Jr., he thinks that they could be better than people think. Him coming out as a legitimate number one cornerback sooner rather than later. So we're hoping that we see some flash out of that sooner rather than later.
We're going to see a huge improvement with that room. With that, with the secondary next year, I think we're going to see a huge improvement, because Patrick Peterson has taken the, you know, Joey Porter Jr., which I ordered his jersey. I was hoping it'd be here by now, but next show I should have it on to show it off, because everybody knows that's my favorite guy now. And Corey Trice has had an excellent mini camp, you know, early on. So,
good point.
And I think that's what we missed last year, was that veteran presence to help these guys throughout the season, like we had with Joe Hayden. So now we get a guy like Patrick Peterson, who by all accounts, and in my account, is a future Hall of Famer. So now these young kids can bounce things off of him, even as they happen during games, and make adjustments. We didn't have that last year.
Right. I was just looking here. You know, we talked about this. There was a comment, and I'm trying to find it, that Tomlin said, you know, there is, through this mini camp, they were, who was it? Patterson from Miami that we brought in, the cornerback. You with me? Did I lose you?
Patterson. I know Peterson, but he came from Minnesota. Yeah, he came from Minnesota.
Right. Yeah. Right. He was just kind of you know, they took some comments of it, like as he was watching Corey Trice, you mentioned him, and then Joey Porter Jr. And it's like that's who Mike Tomlin was referring to them as avatars in that, you know, it's interesting these big men, these big corners, how Steelers are kind of transitioning to that with these two guys. Mm-hmm. So, and that they, you know, they have a lot to learn and I don't know what the terminology you use, but he called them avatars. So those are our avatar cornerbacks.
Right. And which I think if you're not excited about like what Omar is trying to transform this football team in, then you don't have a pulse. Because to me, it seems like he's trying to get this team back into what it was known for as being a big physical team again. I mean, you can see it on both sides of the ball. We're just getting big football dudes on both sides. And it's exciting. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Get back to that physicality that we're known for, you know. Because, I'll be honest, there was sometimes last year that we just got pushed around, and you could see it. You know, now that's not going to be the case, I think, moving forward.
The first time he used that terminology, he was talking about Martavis Bryant, called him an avatar as well, too.
Well, he looked like an avatar. Long, lanky, had the long dreads. He was just missing the blue paint all over his body.
Yeah. Here I found it here. The let's see what he says. Mike Tomlin, Peterson was watching these guys and saying, honestly, he was talking about the interception Corey Trice had. He almost said because he looks like Joey Porter Jr., but it said you have to because both of these guys, as Mike Tomlin likes to call them, avatar cornerbacks. It's going to be special, man, because these guys, both of them want to learn. And they want to get as much knowledge as they can to be successful. And when you see these guys like that, you just can't help but pour into them, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There you go. Avatar cornerbacks.
That's funny.
But yeah.
And I've heard that Dan Moore has taken Broderick Jones under his wing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Dan Moore said, if anything after his career is done that he wants to be known for is that he was a good teammate, which I can respect. You know what I mean? This guy, Dan Moore, has all the right to be a little bit upset. You know, we understand. This kid's coming in to take your job. You know what I mean? But instead of sitting there boo-hoo and woe is me, he's helping this kid in the best way possible to succeed on the field. And that's huge. That's the same, you know, and you hear stories like this about that's what the Steelers organization is so awesome about is it's just the culture. You know what I mean? You're always there to basically train your replacement. And Troy Polamalu even said it in his Hall of Fame speech back when he got inducted that Mike Logan was the same thing to him, you know, basically training his replacement. You know, and that's why this organization has consistently been up towards the top is because as these guys are coming out, they're training the new kids to take their spot and to play at the same level.
Now, some other news we touched on, too, you know, talking about minicamp wrapping up. Freiermuth, entering the third season. You know, we're expecting big things out of him after what he showed us. ESPN reported, Brooke Pryor of ESPN reported that his injury, which they're calling an undisclosed injury at minicamp, it's just believed to be minor, but I guess he wasn't really practicing with, I don't think he had a helmet, but they're saying he should be ready by the beginning of training camp. You know, as Tomlin likes to call them, the bumps and bruises reflective of this time of the year. So
JT, excuse me. I think my house is getting pelted by golf balls.
Really? You getting
it's
hail?
A hailstorm.
Whoa. Holy hail, Batman.
Wow. It sounds like golf balls. Can you hear it?
I can hear it. Wait, let's be quiet. Let me hear it.
Holy cow.
So when
I'm gonna have a busted out windshield. I'm gonna have to use my insurance tomorrow, and I better get Builder Bros out here to look at my house.
You know what? That brings up a good point. What happens, man? That's the guy. That's the guys to call or look them up. BuilderBros.org for damage to your shingles, man. They'll hook you up.
Wow, that was insane. Huh. Well, I'm gonna run out to my porch real quick and grab one of these suckers, dude. These things are massive. Hold on a minute.
Go ahead. I'm gonna keep talking about some of Madden's quotes here. All right. And I know Bubba's listening. I know him and Madden don't see eye to eye. But you know, one of the other thing pickets he or topics that he was ready to pick on, saying that they aren't as good as they think, is that you know, is Pickett going to be continued to be, you know, kind of hamstrung by? No kidding, is that one of them? Yeah, I lost your headset.
Yeah,
holy cow!
You see that, JT?
That's like marble size, dude.
And wow. it melted. It's all over my pavement.
Holy cow!
Yeah, that's insane.
Now is it just raining now?
Yeah, now it's just rain.
It's just raining.
But I mean, holy mackerel.
Well, don't send that shit over our way.
It's heading right for you.
Don't send it my way.
Get the clubs out, JT. You need to work on your drives.
clean off the carpet.
Get some
chips going there.
Boy, we got a little bit of everything on this show today, JT.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Some live hail.
Yeah.
Dude, that's big.
Holy hail.
I remember one time as a kid, I got caught in a hailstorm on my bicycle. I was coming home from the pool on my 10 speed at the time. And all I had on was a pair of shorts and a pair of tennis shoes, trying to find my way home from the pool. But it started hailing, and they were about maybe not that big, probably like dime size or so. But oh man, I was just like 3 minutes away from getting shelter. Those 3 minutes were pure hell.
I thought you were in like a paintball war.
Oh yeah, I was like, what? Ow! 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 Pedaling like hell. Faster you pedaled, the more you got hit in the face with them and stuff. But yeah, man, that's crazy. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, anyhow, you know, what do you think? Kenny Pickett, will he be a game manager, or will you think he's going to take a big step forward this year as well, too?
Oh, he's got to take a big step. No questions asked. I mean, he's got to take command of this offense. He is the leader out there. So, and you can see it, you know, his conditioning this offseason tells you that much. Like, he came in great shape. They said the ball is just flying off his hands. It's up. It's just up to Matt Canada to open this thing up for Kenny. I mean, he's got the weapons. There's no questions about it. You got to air it out, you know, and then give Najee in there to pound and wear these defenses down. This offense has no excuse to not be one of the best in the NFL. Seriously.
Yeah, and I guess you spend a lot of time in the film room too.
Yeah.
You know, I guess after practice Wednesday, spoke. Fan sports director Jeff Hawthorne asked about the difference between this season and last season version of mini camp, and he said he's getting a lot more reps than he ever did last year, in quotes. Feel a lot more comfortable being in the system second time around and being with these guys the second time around. So yeah, let's hope that continues. Communication, he says, a key between quarterback and OC. Pickett said about Canada, knowing what he likes, knowing what I like in certain situations in the 2 minutes is a big deal, for example, too. So,
honestly, I think Kenny did better when it was more of a hurry up offense. You know,
certainly did in those game winning drives at the end of the, you know, at the end of the season. So, yeah, pulling that together. Now, something else we talked about Well, we've plenty to talk about today, considering nothing's going on, huh? But
it's been a great off season for the Steelers, Rome.
Yeah, it really has. Now, you know, just a couple hours ago from Steelers News posting saying that Steelers coaching staff admits they have no idea how to approach kickoff change in 2023. So, now that rule allows the teams to get the ball at the 25-yard line with a fair catch inside that yard mark. And as a result, teams will have a decision to make on kickoffs now. Do you let your returner decide for himself whether to return it or fair catch? Designed to limit, the concussions and the dangers and the injuries that those kickoff plays bring. But, you know, some will claim that, you know, they're pussifying the game.
Well, absolutely. That's exactly how I feel. I don't change a damn thing on my philosophy on the kickoffs. You get the ball, you run it. If you get in the end zone, you can kneel it. But if it's outside, if it's inside the numbers, you better be running. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't understand it. You know,
yeah.
And it depends. It could be okay if you field the ball inside, let's say like the 10-yard line, go ahead and fair catch it because chances of you getting the 25, who knows? You know what I mean? If it's outside the 10-yard line, run. You know what I mean? Try to get that better yardage and start for the offense coming onto the field.
So as far as our returners for this year goes, how are we set with that? Is it going to be as big as a deal as it was maybe last year? Seeing it doesn't actually get rid of kickoffs, but they'll still have this need a plan of action moving forward on how they're going to attack that. The actual quote from Tomlin was, he said he had no idea how the new rule would be approached tactically. And quote, he said, I don't think any of us do. I think that anything that we say this time of year is somewhat speculative, so I'll hold my cards. So it's just not saying right now. But, you know, obviously, the players you have for the returns, you know, how Bazooka Joe has his special teams and how that special teams group develops together. So, you know, I don't know. Is it a big deal? I don't know.
I don't think he changes much on it. I really don't. Especially we have a horse in the barn that we need to let loose in Calvin Austin III. I mean, let the kid run.
I can't wait to see him in camp. I'm really looking forward to camp. So keep your eyes peeled on that schedule. You and I, I don't think TA is going to make it down this year, but you and I, let's keep an eye on that. Yeah.
Well, and I'll be there in the Buffalo game, the preseason game.
No, okay.
So I will be there for preseason as well. So I'm sure I'll get a lot of good looks there too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So looking forward to that. But we'll definitely post that up when we're going to be down there and make a big deal about it. And again, making a big deal about things, we have a big deal to talk about coming up, but we are not allowed to because we've signed a non-disclosure agreement. We're not allowed to let loose some big news that we have to beat our chests a little bit until July. So more to come on that. But anything else to add as we kind of wrap up mini camp and around the league? I do have something. I don't know if we even talked about this too. That kind of may be a big deal over in your physical area and some of the Browns fans over there. You know what I'm talking about?
Then they change their helmets or something.
They changed their logo. They changed their logo and a lot of it based on the dog pound theme. Oh. Have you seen that at all?
No, I don't pay attention. Any organization that calls themselves Browns and has orange helmets, I have no respect for.
For the Brownies. Yeah, the Brownies. Yeah. Let me see if I can pull up an image of it. Here it is. Let me see if I can get this full screen here.
Would they go with like a bulldog, JT? Or I mean,
yes, yeah. It's basically a bulldog, and what they did was they incorporated a lot of things into the actual. I'm trying to find a big picture to share, but they actually incorporated a lot of things into it, Cleveland related, things like, let me find the article here, but here, how about it? I'm just going to share this, and there's a bunch of different pictures of it.
You know, it's just crazy. Cleveland Browns have changed their uniforms like 17 times in the past, like 6 years.
There it is. There you can see that, like the dog pound thing, the white stripe. There's a lot of things built into it. If you look on the right ear over here, there's a right ear area here. That's like the shape of Ohio. This area here is one of their bridges, and there's actually a C in here for Cleveland. The eight spikes here represents the eight championships. And you look in the tag there, it's a guitar pick, and that is supposed to signify, obviously, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well, too. So some of the things integrated into it. Oh, and the nose is a shape of a football.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, a lot going into that.
I wonder, did they incorporate the symbol of a massage table on there?
I don't know. Yeah, that made they inherited the massage table.
Right, yeah. It's just crazy how, you know, and like I said, the Browns have changed their uniforms like 17 times the past 5 years. When are they going to, like, maybe focus more on winning football games and getting to the playoffs and winning in the playoffs? And who gives a rat's behind about the jerseys and the logos and stuff? We haven't changed our logo for how many years? It's always been consistently the same. We have helmets with one logo. We don't even care about the other side. All we care about is winning football games. Here they are trying to be, you know, fashion divas over here in Cleveland, not even care about what's going on the field.
Well, we've been going on a while here, and, you know, we were talking about the gift that just keeps on giving to NFL fans or football fans in general. But I'm going to cue up a little music, and we're just going to wrap it up with this dumbass of the week here on Steelers Realm Podcast. There's a little hill style music for that. So none other than who? Freight Train.
Antonio Brown. Would it be anybody else at this point? There's nobody else that could take this title from him.
Dumbass of the week.
Yeah.
So now what's the deal? What did he do now?
Well, now his whole team and everything is out of the league that they play in. They're just they went bye-bye. They have no money. AB got rid of it all. The players weren't getting paid. The coach quit mid-season. It was an absolute debacle. And that, I can't remember what the league name is, because it's like under like the USFL and Arena and everything.
Arena else. League? The Arena League or whatever?
Yeah, it's like under that.
Mm.
And yeah, he won the game. He told the fans that he was going to suit up and play, and then never even showed up. It was a packed house. The whole thing sold out, and AB just didn't even show up.
What's that? Is that why he was trying to get back into the NFL so he could make money to get his team back in?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But he essentially turned the team into, you can't even call it the Bad News Bears, because they aren't even in. They can't even be bad. They're not even a part of the league anymore, thanks to AB. He completely ruined the whole thing. It's just like, well, anything he gets involved in turns into absolute chaos.
Well, here's the official statement from a National Arena League. After exhausting all avenues, the National Arena League Board of Owners have decided unanimously to terminate the membership agreement of the Albany Empire. The league said in the decision was reached after an emergency conference call the members in good standings to discuss the Empire's failure to pay their league mandated and overdue assessments. Doesn't say how much, but what an idiot.
You know what? I would love if we can get AB on the show. Just ask him and just be like, what are you doing? Like, you just take over and just discuss how you think life is supposed to be lived. Because I'd be interested in listening to that for 30 minutes.
I don't know. Could you?
Like, is there nobody else on the earth besides him? Like,
could you keep focused long enough to do it?
I just don't understand it, dude. That perfect hit must have really took a toll on him, JT. I mean, it basically turned his brain into Captain's Crunch.
There's nothing up there. I'm still sticking to that theory. And I know a lot of people, other people are too. That's a very popular theory.
Yeah. After that, he turned completely bonkers. Like, there's no way to defend him on anything he has ever done since then. There's nothing. It has just been disaster after disaster for him.
Yeah, the meltdown. Then the meltdown started with the cooler, and it just got worse from there. Remember throwing it out on the field.
The best thing that's happened for him since then was he rode the coattails of Tom Brady and got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, that's it.
Maybe he could sell that thing and get his team back in.
It's probably already gone. Ring. Yeah, it's probably at some local pawn shop, pawned off. You know, I just love to talk to him, and just I need to know what's going on there. Like, the train hasn't left the station in AB's mind. I don't understand it. There's no words to describe it, JT. There's no words. It's sad. It's really honestly turning into a sad situation.
Yeah.
Really, because he went from a surefire Hall of Fame player, one of the best to ever wear the black and gold, to he's never getting in the Hall of Fame ever. There's no way. He's done
couple
already
more years. Coverage. Couple more years like that, dude. He just, like, have a ticket to there.
Yeah, there's no way he gets in. Like, we thought Terrell Owens was bad. Terrell Owens is nothing to what AB has done, and just ruined it. Absolutely ruined it. There's no way.
Ocho Cinco.
Even him, he's not a bad guy, though. You see him now, he's not. He just went out there and had fun. You know what I mean? He didn't blow his money. He did it the right way. He is nowhere on the same radar as AB. Yeah, it's just
more humorous and harmless.
That guy just bet on himself. AB. I don't even know what it is, JT. I really don't. It's sad. I wish he could get some help. But it would take him wanting the help and actually taking it seriously, because he definitely needs it.
I've been saying that for years now.
Yeah.
So last little thing here. Don't forget, stop our Steelers group on Facebook, Steelers Nation Local number 724. Each month, I like to grab a little 724 town representing. And I think, who do we have this is it New Stanton? New Stanton this year, or this month, rather?
I think so. I think that's what I saw. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Sharon. You know? It's Sharon, PA.
Oh, that's right. Sharon, PA.
Yeah.
Sharon, PA. So. Hey, let us know where you're at there. Stop by, sign up. We'll get you in there. And it's just nothing but good Steeler talk, a bunch of good people in there. You know, talking Steelers football and everything related too. So Steelers Nation Local number 724. Don't forget that hashtag in there. And on Facebook. And we'll see you there. So, Larry, keep your ears peeled, man, and watch that UPS guy. He's coming.
Yep. Get on your post, man.
That's it.
Get you your hat.
And if it doesn't come this time, you're shit out of luck, buddy. Sorry.
Yep. We'll have JT single-handedly deliver it to your house.
I'll come over. I have contacts at the post office. So
there we go. Yeah.
You don't want me going to AJ.
Yeah. I live too far away, Larry. I'm sorry.
But anyhow, man, hey, good to be with you, Freight Train.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Good to see you again. And dads out there, hey, happy Father's Day. Enjoy your weekend. Take some time, drink some beer, cook some ribs. I'm
taking a nap.
I'm getting ready for I was ready to get them out tonight and start working on them. Rather Saturday ribs. Oh, baby.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
going. We're smoking ribs. And I got a 24 pack of Yingling just ready to chilling, ready to help me out.
You got it. You got it.
Happy Father's Day, man. Catch you later, Steelers Nation. Careful in the hot tub, everybody. We'll see you next time. Great training.
Good night.
Check back next week into the Steelers Realm.